We gave them two cheap goals, or I say we gave them the first cheap goal. You know, Josh has got to, should have probably played it wide, ran into trouble, but then we didn't have the balance right behind the play, and they broke and scored from 65 yards, and we've got to be better at that. But the second goal should have been our free kick anyway. It certainly wasn't a free kick to them, and they score from that, and games change on decisions, and you know, that was a poor decision from the official. And then at 2-1, we've had a chance for John Egan with a header, we've had a chance with Lasse Vibe, and then we should have had a penalty for handball, and we didn't get it. And you know, after 55 minutes, if the game finishes, then I'll say, yeah, Wolves deserve it. But after that, I thought the commitment from our players was excellent, and it was a game that could have gone either way, but we you can't give teams a two-goal lead.
Do you think the third goal you put down more to you guys attacking, just all out the
front? Yeah, I mean, listen, we're trying to get something out of the game. If you can get back to 2-2, brilliant, you know, with two or three minutes to go. You know, we'll always try and do that. That's you know, one of the things that this football club will try and do, and get it back into the game where we can. You know, they've poured ball, and they've counted on us, and you know, that's one of the things that happens.
What positives can you take from today, if any at all?
Well, the reactions are going two goals down, and I thought they started to panic towards the end, and we put them under an awful lot of pressure. Had some good chances, you know, but for me, it turns on two things. Goals are the things that change games, and the decisions give them the free kick that they scored from, and the decisions not give the penalty at 2-1 for handball.
So where do Brentford go from here? How do you look at it now?
I've got two home games on the spin now, and it's important that we dust ourselves down and get ready for them.